Sometimes, even in the company of the redeemed, we are embarrassed to speak of him in the way our hearts are inclined. His presence in us compels us to recognise his transcendence, but we stifle it because we don't really know how to handle it. We're embarrassed to think that someone loves us so unreservedly without our doing something to deserve it. We want to express how we feel, but it dribbles off our chin. We're embarrassed to speak in such an intimate, passionate way about him. Passion isn't something we talk about, especially passion towards the one we cannot see, but only know by his indwelling. Bring on the men with the white coats. Even amongst ourselves, we temper how we speak of him. It's true, isn't it? We don't want others to think we've gone overboard in this, even our fellow believers. Funny that. Because he's not embarrassed to say that we're his passion. He's not shy about telling us that one glance of our eyes has ravished his heart. Ravished. What a word. What if he was saying over you, "I don't see anything wrong with you. All I see is beauty. You are so beautiful. You're undefiled. You're a new creation. All the old has passed away. Everything has been new for a long time. You are so new. Revel in your newness. Revel in your cleanness. Revel in your purity. I'll help you with all the stuff. I've given you a safe place in my heart. You can adore me because I adore you first. Are you not my beloved? You're mine. You are mine. You're my woman. You're my woman. You're clean, you're pure, and you are beautiful. Permission has been granted for you to live a life overwhelmed. Adoration. His of you, yours of him. How's your embarrassment level?